Welcome back, everybody. We are stuck right in the middle here between Christmas and New Year's, at least for the large part of Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's weird because I have some friends that are like on social media and they're on a beach somewhere and they're sipping some nice drink. And then I've got other friends that are, you know, stuck in a customer service line where they're like dealing with people returning the Christmas presents that they didn't want because everything came on time, but it wasn't the right color, wasn't the right model or whatever.
Which is fine.
Which is fine, too.
Returning it. See, is there anything wrong with it? I don't need the story.
Just tell me. Just tell me if there's something wrong with it. I'm gonna okay.
I just need to mark it broken or not. That's it. I have it. I have
just,
A or
just
B.
Answer the question.
There's no typing in. Like,
here's your refund.
Oh well, this was brought back because. Oh, I'm sorry that Stacy didn't like the color of this because it reminds her of her mother's wedding.
And then I don't need to know all of that.
Nobody cares.
No, but this is
dueling tangents. Thank you for triggering me, Luke. I worked at a customer service desk at Target for several years.
This is dueling tangents with Luke and Brian, and I knew that. So, you know, it's always some fun to poke the bear a little bit. But welcome back.
I bought this on Tuesday. And I was feeling very, oh my goodness.
Well, I feel for all of the customer service workers that are out there this week too, because not only is it a weird week for most of us in limbo, but that's got to be an added layer that I would not wish upon anyone.
Hey, folks, if you don't know how to use the self-checkout line,
Don't even get me started on that one,
Let's move on.
Aren't self-checkout lines supposed to be like for 10 items or less or 15 items or less too?
There's no markings on them.
There should be. Because I, multiple times over the holiday weekend and going back months now, people go into that line with a cart full, like 50 items, and then they take up one of the four or six self-checkout lanes. See, and Kelsey has to rein me in because I get angry at those people.
See, though, the thing is that those people never learn the lesson that that job sucks. And that's the thing is that I'm a labor guy, and I'm also a person who has worked that job for several years before, and I am all about self-checkout. You want to make it so that nobody has to work the checkout line? That is absolutely wonderful. Do you know why? Because that job sucks. Mm-hmm. It's awful. You have to, it's just awful. It's bad. It's not a great job. And you know what? That job will be better if more of those people are on the floor to help you find what you need.
Right.
And not having them
because
tell
you address the problems before you're there at the front of the store.
Exactly.
Exactly. No, I agree with that. But also, I just contend that we need like those like long conveyor belt ones then for like anything that's more than 15 items. Woodman's got his the nice ones. And those would be fine. You got 150 items, go through that line then. But you shouldn't be able to go to those like self-checkout ones that just have a small platform when you roll up your cart and you have nowhere to put your groceries at some point because they're all bagged and there's nowhere for them to fit on the weighing scale.
I always tell the robot lady to go F herself because she can't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Give me a second, lady. I will scan my cart.
You tell me that when I hang up on the phone with you and I say drive safe. So I feel for the machines as well.
I will scan. I'm telling you, listen, the one thing that Star Wars is 100% accurate on.
The way we would treat the droids.
100%. They treat C-3PO like a third-class citizen. He is less than a slave. He is a whipping post for that entire series. They all just go, shut up, C-3PO, you piece of crap, you son of a... You stop talking to me.
And that's how Brian hangs up the phone with me.
That's it. You're my C-3PO. That's the important thing. No, seriously, that's how people talk to... Like, if the computer doesn't work, you're... Blah, 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 blah. Everybody yells at technology.
I already bagged the item. Stop telling me to place it in the bagging area.
Yeah. I know it's there. It's there. You just can't. Your scale didn't measure it yet. Hang on a second. Anyway, so it takes a little bit of patience. And now that I'm triggered, I want to bring up somebody who has an infinite amount of patience seemingly.
Yeah.
And somehow, I don't think would ever be upset in any line.
Glutton for punishment.
I don't think the guy, like, if you were to wait in line for 4 hours and then someone were to cut in front of him and, you know, have like a cart full of stuff, he'd probably go, well, you know,
he's only got two items. I got four, so he can go ahead.
They have more of it. They only have 200 items.
They're obviously in a rush.
They're in a more need thing for me.
Yeah.
And he's a nice man, and he's sometimes
very nice,
too nice
man.
And that is our Governor Tony Evers.
Yes.
He has an eternal spout of optimism and a font, if you will, inside of him.
And we have no idea where it comes from, folks.
Good for him. Because
let's give him the context. We got a Cap Times headline over Jesse Apoyon and Jack Kelly.
Apoyon.
I say it wrong every time.
It's fine. I like Apoyon. I'm excited.
I'm sorry, Jesse.
No, it's and not Jack me Kelly. This time. It's very nice.
Yeah. Fair enough. But the headline is, Tony Evers still sees opportunities for, quote, common ground in Wisconsin. Bless his heart.
Oh my goodness. And it's not the
it's like an honest
the organization common ground.
Right. No, it's none of that. He's genuinely saying that in this last year of his term, where Republicans started off his term with a lame duck special session.
They punched him in the nuts.
They literally just removed a lot of the capabilities that he would have as governor, have sued against him for all the ways that he's tried to handle this pandemic and make sure that Wisconsinites are trying to stay as safe as possible.
He asked them to go and legislate the election to make it safe and specifically do their jobs to do it. And they not only laughed in his face as gaveled and gaveled out, but they also complained that he wasn't willing to work with them on any legislation regarding...
Yeah, and the last week or 2 weeks ago when Robin Voss really decided to gaslight me, saying, well, we would do something maybe with the legislature, but the governor hasn't asked us to do anything to address the healthcare crisis that we're currently facing right now, and there's nothing we can do.
They have politically lambasted and beaten this poor man, and he's like, well, I hope we can work with them.
I really am looking forward to this upcoming year. So just eternal optimism coming from Governor Tony Evers, according to the headline in the story over at the Cap Times. Go check it out if you want to see.
I got news for you, pal. They're going to nail you no matter what they do.
They are. It's going to be a feisty 2022 for that alone. But we got Joe from Madison giving us a call. So, Joe, what's on your mind this wild, wild west of a week?
Hello. Are you there?
We are.
Yep, we're here.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, yeah, I just wanted to react to the previous conversation you were having about inflation. And just to note that a Washington Post article from the last couple of days was noting that homeowners insurance premiums are going up, great inflation there. Well, you know, that might have something to do with the fact that high winds, incredible fires, the destruction that has been part of the greater storm activity that we have from climate change, and that when you were parsing out what actually details or is responsible for a note of inflation, it's complicated, and I would argue that with homeowners insurance, which is that's a fixed cost that people have in their budget that they have to pay, but when it's going up in price, it may be more than just, you know, it may be something outside of larger circumstances like climate change. So just wanted to throw that into the mix.
Yeah, but Joe, we're all at the whims of basically the people who refuse to even try to understand what is going on.
Yeah, you know, if only we took the sign of December ice tornadoes here in the state of Wisconsin as the greater ramifications that it could have on our society, maybe we would be able to address those things. But, you know, we're still busy litigating 2020's election, so important things to do, and apparently Gableman wants more money, more time, and that's what we're spending our priorities on here in Wisconsin. We can't actually address things that, you know, might add to that complex equation of inflation.
Hi, for one. Welcome our chaos overlords.
This has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Go check out the podcast. We'll have it up at devilradio927.com. If you missed any part of this great show, see you tomorrow at 2 p.m.